Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Wall Street has rallied, just at the moment, amid reports that the White House is considering slashing tariffs on China to de-escalate the trade war. It comes after Donald Trump said the taxes on China, which are currently 145%, could be reduced substantially.
145% is very high, and it won't be that high. It's not going to be that high. It got up to that. We were talking about fentanyl, where various elements built it up to 145. No, it won't be anywhere near that high.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, while addressing the International Monetary Fund earlier, said there is an opportunity for a big deal with China. Well, joining us from Washington, D.C. is our correspondent Simon Marks. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Corin.
So they're buckling, but it's far from clear.
It is very unclear what is going on here. I mean, we've seen Donald Trump, as you heard there, indicating he says that conversations are underway with the Chinese. He is said to be mulling the possibility of reducing some of the tariff barriers that he's put in place on Chinese products to the 50 to 65% range. But Scott Bessent, his own Treasury Secretary, has failed to confirm that any actual conversations are taking place with China, despite the fact that Donald Trump said those conversations are active. According to the Treasury Secretary, is more of a desire on the part of President Trump to try and get things moving with the Chinese. Remember that the White House has spent the last 2 months saying to President Xi Jinping, Donald Trump really wants to talk to you and he really wants to negotiate a deal, but it has to start with you, President Xi, requesting a conversation formally with the American president. There's no indication that President Xi has shifted in his determination not to deliver that formal request to the White House. So it's perfectly possible that at a time when the Treasury Secretary is saying a protracted trade war between the United States and China is unsustainable, that Donald Trump is buckling in the sense that he's prepared to have conversations with the Chinese, even if China's leader doesn't personally request them, but not necessarily completely buckling or absolutely determined to buckle on some of the strictures of the tariff barriers that he's put in place.
I mean, the worry here for those trying to make big decisions, perhaps financial decisions here, is that it seems to depend day to day who's got the ear of the president. So maybe it was Peter Navarro a couple of weeks ago with the staunch tariffs, and now Scott Bessent seems to be leading the play with a more moderate stance. Who's to know who will have the ear of the president tomorrow?
Well, I think that's exactly the point, Corin. It is incredibly difficult to predict any of this, and that's why we're seeing such a roller coaster in the markets here. It's not just impacting Wall Street. It is also impacting Main Street, because remember, more than 70 million Americans have 401k retirement funds that are completely locked up in the stock market. Millions of Americans have college savings accounts that are completely tied up in the stock market. So they are seeing the of those accounts evaporate in front of their eyes. And for a business community, domestically and internationally, that desperately craves stability and clarity about the future of American trade policy, they are simply not finding that at the hands of Donald Trump. And there's no indication, given that what we've heard over the last 24 hours is, yes, we're ready to negotiate away some of the more punishing tariffs that have been put in place against China. There's no guarantee that we'll hear that same language coming out of the White House in 24 hours' time.
Just finally, some big developments too, it seems, on Ukraine. I mean, basically, it seems as though J.D. Vance and the U.S. are saying time's almost up here, and putting this ceasefire deal in real jeopardy.
Yeah, and President Trump expressing public dissatisfaction again with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and accusing President Zelensky of seeking to negotiate in the press rather than behind closed doors. We heard Marco Rubio in Paris last week saying that the United States was going to give this process just a few more days to bear fruit, and if it failed to do so, the United States would walk away. What they were walking away from, though, was unclear. Was it an effort to negotiate a 30-day truce or the entire ball of wax? The NATO Secretary General, Mark Rutte, is heading to Washington, D.C. for what I think we can call crisis talks with President Trump. And as far as we know, this time round, the NATO Secretary General is insisting that those talks need to be held off camera, behind closed doors, unlike last time when Donald Trump turned the Oval Office once again into a made-for-TV reality show.
Yes, well, that was quite extraordinary, wasn't it? I mean, just finding me, this would be, the Russians would be pretty happy with how this is playing out, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, many observers here argue that what Donald Trump is essentially doing is set, and whether wittingly or unwittingly is doing, is saying to Vladimir Putin, just hang in there for a few more days. Don't offer any concessions. Don't give in at all. Keep on fighting, because it's perfectly possible that we will walk away from this and then decide that we're not going to offer Ukraine any further support, at which point the way Russia's critics fear would be clear for the Kremlin to pursue their long-term military strategy and see just how much of Ukraine they can take over.
Simon, thank you very much. Simon Marks, our Washington, D.C. correspondent.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.